Carol Vallade, editor, Gemini Publications. That includes Grand Rapids Magazine, Business Journal, Blue Magazine, and more. I'm just going to get it right out of the way. Carol Vallade, congratulations to you.
Oh. Goodness.
We're allowed to talk about you,
Happy
aren't you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and good work that you do, because we're allowed to say it, aren't we?
Yes.
There is an organization called the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame.
Business
Hall of Fame. And I think one Carol Vallade is to be inducted, the second West Michigan woman to have been inducted this February. Let's just say congratulations, Carol.
Thank you, Shelley. That was sweet.
You would do it for anyone else.
But I'm all ready to talk about the newsmakers.
And I shock you with this news. So, Michigan Business Hall of Fame. I'll just be blunt. I trust you're in good company. Luanna Simon, Florine Mark with Weight Watchers, Terry Barclay in Forum, Birgit Close. You've done well. And you continue to do
Thank
well.
You,
Let's go
Shelley.
There.
That's very kind of you. Thank you. Joy.
Yes.
Oh, to you. Joy. Share the joy.
Michigan Business Hall of Fame. Google it. We'll talk more and certainly maybe talk to others about this. But thanks for representing West Michigan.
Thank you, Shelley.
All right. Let's go back to work.
Well, I was here to talk about the newsmakers of 2017. The Business Journal staff really looked at the efforts. There were over 2,600 stories published last year, both exclusively online and in the print edition exclusively. We considered about 250 of those stories and looked at economic impact and the kinds of things that play out not just in 1 year, but over, you know, a couple of years, and those leaders that are making that happen. Their efforts are the efforts that have created some of the greatest economic impact in the metro area, leading to Michigan's or Grand Rapids, the community's listing on so many lists. You know, a great place to start a small business, you know, the security for families, the housing list, all of them. So it's really this entrepreneurial effort in throughout West Michigan that we're saluting. This has included the nonprofit sector as well. And it also looks at the partnerships that make some of this happen, most especially in the last year in Muskegon. Frederick Meyer Garden Sculpture Park, economic impact, the medical and healthcare industries, map makers, and highlighted by the researchers brought into Grand Rapids through the Michigan State University Grand Rapids Research Center campus, which opened in September. The international achievements announced by GE Aviation in Muskegon, Whirlpool, Steelcase, Meyer Incorporated's aggressive pursuit of Midwest market share, which extended into new locations, and a very big deal was shipped well in advance of Amazon's big buy of Whole Foods. So, and I also want to mention more of a startup's, Boxed Water used 12 months of 2017 to expand with more than 200 distribution sites, including a bunch of retailers in California. Mm-hmm. That they're really, really doing well. This was also a year of accomplishment for the Gerald R. Ford International Airport, business background of the community, the $45 million Gateway Transformation Project, expansion ongoing since 2015, wrapped up concourse and waiting area improvements, and established groundwork for a new master plan that will see commercial development in that area, airport-owned area, surrounding the airport proper, which is very exciting in terms of new development and an economic spur in that southeast sector of the community. $17 million was provided by area businesses in sponsorships, including Amway's lead gift of 8 million. So those are the individuals that we will be honoring on the 31st at a breakfast, networking breakfast for the most part. There are 48 individuals
in 16 different
business categories.
Arts and entertainment, beverages, economic development.
Yep, all of it. Manufacturing, technology, sustainability, nonprofit. So it's a diverse, very diverse list in terms of the economic activity in this community. And we will announce the newsmaker.
There are three finalists
in each category, and there will be a newsmaker announced during the breakfast in each of those 13 categories, and then a newsmaker of the year, which, you know, is decided based on the greatest economic impact and the individuals leading that kind of growth for this areas, this region, future.
Last year, way back when. Speaking of future.
Speaking of future, I was going to jump in on some of the economic forecasts the Business Journal has been reporting. Most recently, that of PNC Bank's top regional executives, including Sean Welsh, the PNC regional president in West Michigan. And it's a good outlook. I think that much of this is likely to be underscored tomorrow, actually, here at GVSU, when Paul Isley from Seidman School of Business provides the overview for the 2018 in the region, including those sectors that they expect to see most growth from. All of this said, there are challenges that both Sean Welsh and others are recognizing as impediments to growth. But first, I want to acknowledge, you know, some of what he sees as the bright stars. The region's strengths being competitive cost of living, a low cost of materials, a network of collaboration, workforce development initiatives like Talent 2025, on which he sits on the board, and an established supply chain. He told the Business Journal in our report that when you look at West Michigan, you have world-class advanced manufacturing companies that are shipping products around the globe. Aircraft parts, automotive, consumer parts, the workforce and ingenuity of employees here allow us to participate in a global economy. We're in really good position from that standpoint. But he also acknowledged that the affordable housing crunch and talent gap continue to be challenges. In fact, I was just part of a presentation to the Michigan Chamber and the Michigan Bankers Association in regard to those talent problems, which is all across the United States and across Michigan. And what kinds of partnerships, what more can be done to help resolve that issue for employers. Some of the problem, as has been noted by Lakeshore Economic Development, Jennifer Owens, is that even in bringing new talent into this region, affordable housing is increasingly become an issue. In a discussion with Mayor Rosalind Bliss, Mayor of Grand Rapids, that is one of her number one targets for 2018, is to help alleviate that reason for talent not to come to West Michigan, to make that a non-starter. So there's a lot of good work, again, happening in this community, and it does take a village in this regard. It's very interesting to me. It's not isolated. When you look at talent, it's not just, you know, about getting them here and interested and into affordable housing and a part of the community, the fabric of the community. One other, I think, really awesome point, and this point was made by the state treasurer last week in looking at the revenue numbers for 2018, and it was also made by PNC's Sean Welsh. Year-over-year growth in wages was still disappointing by December 31st, 2.5%, but wage gains are expected to pick up to nearly 3% as the labor market continues to tighten this year and some of the corporate tax cut gets passed along to workers. Some of that also is, you know, a talent source that's already in this region has better opportunity to command higher wages. And so both the state and certainly the local economic analysts are seeing that happen. So it's all just, I'm really excited to see if some of this, you know, how this will all play out. I think 2018 is going to be interesting. You know, speaking of fascinating, you just never know what's going to happen. Right. I'm going to segue back to the newsmakers for just a moment. Who knew in 2017 that Betsy DeVos would be named the U.S. Secretary of Education, and she indeed is among those in education that is one of our newsmakers for this year. Grand Action, no one saw that Grand Action would sort of back up and say, as these things come together, you know, we're going to step back and watch and wait for new leadership to
emerge. Not go away,
but
step back, right?
That's right. So as a result, with Grand Action, Dick DeVos and David Fry and John Canepa, less so now, but and Betsy in education, we have never had a husband-wife in newsmakers in separate categories. Brewery Vivant, a husband and wife co-owners of the brewery, they were newsmakers of the year, but we've never had, you know, this happen, and it's pretty cool. I just think that I wanted to pause and make note of that too for the newsmakers, the upcoming breakfast on the 31st.
And tickets are, one can still attend.
GRBJ.com, right. We are still selling tickets. It's one of the biggest networking events, I think, in the region. It really, a lot of people participate and take time to get to know one another, and that's kind of the way in West Michigan. So it's fun to watch and help make happen.
Yes.
For this, for our community. But speaking of talent.
Talent, what?
And bringing more people in and giving them more reasons to love West Michigan. There was an announcement yesterday that the Fry and Wege Foundations are awarding another $860,000 to the Ottawa County Parks Foundation. And this is an initiative, you know, I'm going to back it up for the big picture here. It's an initiative that over the course of the next decade or more, the mouth of the Grand River at Lake Michigan in Grand Haven will be linked by a park and trail system all the way to Millennium Park.
Yes.
All the way to Millennium Park. I think that this is a way for Grand Rapids to give back after some of the chaos in the 80s of the sewer issues and trying to get a handle on that. It's an enormous project, $41 million, 30 years long, including those years that have already been spent in property acquisitions and development. If you get a chance to do your running outside, as spring comes, well, it's going to be 40 degrees.
Yeah, I'll
you
be
know,
in my
you run
t-shirt.
In the range.
Yes, I do run in the range.
Take on that trail system. I mean, you know, look at where it's starting. And it's just an incredible project. I think we can all be very, very proud of it. And I think that's going to be something this community can continue to talk about with a great amount of pride. Two different counties working together, and all of those funding sources in both regions and throughout West Michigan. It's just dynamite for all of those reasons.
The importance of outside activities.
That's right.
Yes.
Get on it.
The Groundhog Day half marathon starts at Millennium Park this year. That's the first weekend of February.
Oh,
I'll see you out there.
That's new this year, isn't it?
Well, it's probably the fourth or fifth year for the race itself, but it's new that it's at Millennium Park starting at the Meadows.
Awesome.
Yep. What else is on your list?
Well, I think it's always important to take a look at startups like Boxed Water and some of the others that we've been reporting on. And this kind of snuck up on us. This was it's a great news for a group from Rockford who started a Job Flex app, APP. It came out at the end of the year as one of Google's top 20 grossing business apps after going live just last spring, not even a year old. This is being developed by Kim Filippi, owner of Rockford-based GreenFit Homes. It's a small insulation contracting firm, but obviously a part of that construction industry. And the app allows contractors to create mobile quotes and invoices even without Wi-Fi or 4G connections. So if you're out on a job site in an area that's just being developed, talking about affordable housing and other developments, this is an app that has kept these types of businesses connected. But to come out top 20 grossing business apps just since spring, I'm so glad for them. I think that's going to lead to some new development too. That kind of technology in this area and the growing base, and also to see what Switch is doing, out under the pyramid in Gaines Township and their continued growth and expansion of that network. It's and as Switch, general manager has said to the Business Journal, as long as there's an internet, we're going to continue to grow. It really puts West Michigan on the map.
I think the internet's going away. Hey, you have a date for us to save early March?
Save another date. That's right. Every other year, I'll start about with the top women-owned businesses. We honor those women who have created, outstanding businesses in five different financial categories, those that are over 7 million and those that are under 1 million. So whether they're startups or Gill Industries, they're women-owned and they're doing well in for Grand Rapids, and we bring attention to what they're doing because they're often not heard above the fray, of who you know. In alternate years, we look at the women who are influential in this community. They may not own a business, but they've had tremendous influence. They're influencers in various sectors, whether it's courts or law or philanthropy and nonprofit, medical advancements. We just cover a broad spectrum. We're going to honor those 50 influential women in March, March 7, the day before International Women's Day. The guest speaker, after we honor our 50 women of influence, is going to be Lise Will. She's one of the nation's most prominent trial lawyers, highly regarded as a legal commentator, New York Times best-selling author. 15 years, she was a legal analyst and reporter on the Fox News Channel. In fact, she was one of the first to blow the whistle at Fox News, and has another book about that. So her latest book is The 51% Minority, How Women Are Still Not Equal and What You Can Do About It. Very excited to have her in Grand Rapids.
Thank you. All right, Carol Vallade, and very excited again to remind our listeners that you are to be inducted into the Michigan Business Hall of Fame in Detroit next month with MSU President Luana Simon, Florine Mark with Weight Watchers, Terry Barclay with Inform, and, well, Birgit's already received her, or our Birgit Close, but you're the second from Miss West Michigan. I want to take notes on how you work.
Thank you, Shelley.
All right, Carol, how do we find out more information about the news you cover?
GRBJ.com or 459-4545.
Great. See you next month. Cheers.